to the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. And again, that is the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. And it reads, "A shoot will come up from the stem, the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of power, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy with justice. He will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together. A little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. The young will lie down together. And the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra. And the young child will put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the people. The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we truly thank you for this day, this opportunity, and in this season of Advent. And Father, we just ask, Lord, that you open your word to us. And as you speak, may you give us ears to hear and give us eyes to see what it is that you have for us at this appointed time. Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Before we begin with the scriptures tonight, I think it's important for us to see what it is that is going on before the text. Hopefully, I'll be able to paint a vivid picture of what it is that Isaiah is foretelling. Isaiah, which means the Lord is salvation, which means that salvation can only come from God. And if we were to read the book of Isaiah, we see that in the first 39 chapters, that we see this theme that is dominated by this message of judgment. And with this message of judgment is with the hopes of repentance and with the hopes of the audience being reconciled with God. And if you look in chapters 40 through 66, you will see that it is dominated by this theme, by this message of salvation, this message of hope, this message of comfort. And we see that in this time, things will begin to be made new. Things will begin to be reestablished. And Isaiah is a prophet brought up in the time in Judah and Jerusalem. And he has a vision concerning these nations. He has a vision concerning Judah and Jerusalem. During the reign of King Uzziah, Jotham, King Ahaz, and King Hezekiah. And the Lord gives Isaiah a vision. He raises Isaiah to send forth these messages of judgment and these messages of salvation. For Judah and Jerusalem have become this wicked nation, this corrupt nation. Which at one point was a nation filled with justice, a nation full with righteousness. But they have become so wicked and corrupt that it speaks how they even at this time are committing murder. They have people committing idolatry, innocent blood, people who refuse to defend the widows, the poor, the meek of this earth. And here the Lord is telling and raising Isaiah to send forth this message. And we see Isaiah has another vision, and he has a vision of the Lord and his glory, and how the Lord's train fills the whole entire temple, and how surrounding the Lord, we hear angels in unison and oneness saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory." And Isaiah hears these angels singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." And he immediately repents and he confesses. Isaiah says, "Woe to me, for I am undone. I am indeed a man with unclean lips, and I live amongst the people with unclean lips." And at that time, we see an angel, one of the angels sent to touch Isaiah's lips with a burning coal. And the angel says, "Your sins has been forgiven. Your iniquities has been cleansed." And Isaiah hears the Lord speaks, and the Lord says, "Whom shall I send, and whom will go for us?" And Isaiah, in humility, says, "Here I am. Send me." And it is important to see the words of Isaiah. Isaiah didn't say, "Here I am, I will go." He said, "Here I am, O Lord, send me." In humility, he says, "Send me." And the Lord says, "Go and preach this message to a people who are lost, to a people who used to be called a holy nation, a people that was filled with justice and righteousness. Go and proclaim this message." And the Bible even talks about how Judah and Israel were so corrupt that they were even compared to as a harlot. And the Bible even also compares to them as Sodom and Gomorrah, such a wicked city that the Lord destroyed. And here it is, these people supposed to be holy before God, set apart. Here we see they're practicing. They have turned their eyes, their sight off the Lord. And Isaiah accepts this calling. Why Isaiah repents? He noticed that he is unholy and that he needs forgiveness of his sins. And that it's impossible for him to say holy, holy, holy with the angels. And it's impossible for him to be unholy and to stand before God who is holy. So Isaiah repents and confesses of his sins. And then we see Isaiah begin to foretell the time of this one who is to come. This one who is to come should be a child who is who's called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. He's also talking about how this one who is to come should come in the form of a baby through a virgin. He should be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This one who is to come is to reign with justice and righteousness. His kingdom shall be ruled and reign with peace. And Isaiah paints this picture for us. And if you will, Isaiah shows us this nation, this beautiful forest known for its beauty. Tall trees has now been cut down, made low, has become desolate, where everyone in the land has been carried out. And here we see that this great forest that used to be known for its beauty has now been cut down, made low, and now been left with what Isaiah paints as remnants, as stumps. And in chapter 11, we see Isaiah begins to talk about how the shoot shall come from the stump of Jesse, this remnant. That how this one who is to come is to bring life. That this one who is to come shall become a branch. A branch that shall bear fruit. Fruit that is good. Fruit that is worthy. And fruit that is pleasing to the Lord. For we know that a tree is known by his fruit. And Isaiah talks about how this one who is to come and this one who has come will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and how the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, will rest upon him. And it's important to notice that this is indeed not a false spirit, not a spirit of man, but the Spirit of God, the Holy One of Israel. And this one who is to come, who has come, was filled with this exact spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord will enable him to rule, to reign with wisdom, with understanding, will allow him to be a counselor, would allow him to reign with might, and will enable him with knowledge and with the fear of the Lord. And if we continue to read, we see how Isaiah paints this picture, how this one who is to come, this one who has come, how he will be delighted, how his delight will be in the fear of the Lord. That it would be his joy to serve the Lord. Indeed, This one who is to come. In this fear of the Lord, we see the servant that comes in humility and submission. He submits to the one who sent him. He's always in honor and awe. That even speaks about when he came. That his food is to do the will of God. And we see that this one who is to come, who has come, and who is coming again, will judge his people with righteousness and justice. That he would defend the poor, the weak, the meek of this earth. As if Isaiah heard the very sermon on the mount. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who thirst and hunger for righteousness. And it talks about how this one who is to come will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips, he will slay the wicked. That this one who is to come, his kingdom will come in its fullness with peace. Not in war, not in violence, but in peace. That he will reign with so much might that all he has to do is speak and it will come to pass. And it talks about how righteousness will be his belt and faithfulness his sash around his waist. As if this one who is to come, who is coming again, as if his kingdom will be held together with righteousness and justice and peace, love. And it talks about how the wolf would live with the lamb, the leopard would lie down with the goat, the calf with the lion, and the yearling together. And a little child would lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, the young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant would play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child would put his hand in the viper's nest. They would neither harm nor destroy on my holy mountain. That this kingdom that is coming in its fullness will bring about harmony, will bring about unity, as the message that we heard this morning. That there will neither be nation versus nation, as we heard in the sermon last week. They were studying war no more. And we see that there will neither be mother against children, father against their child. That we see this harmony, this unity, this fellowship with the Lord. And this is only because the earth is full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And Isaiah is foretelling the time that this root of Jesse will stand as a banner for his people. And it talks about how the nations would rally to him, and his place would be of rest, and it would be glorious. Here we see this invitation. We also see this calling of not only the Jews, but we also see this calling of the Gentiles, which for us is a message indeed of salvation, is a message of hope and comfort. For we too live in a world that is full of darkness, that is full of brokenness, murderers, people who refuse to defend for the poor, the widows. And we see that it is coming a time and I believe Isaiah is speaking a message not only of salvation, it's a message of judgment, but it is indeed this message that invites us. It's inviting us to accept that we too, like Isaiah, are people who need a Savior. We too, like Isaiah, need a touch from God. That we need to accept that we too are indeed unclean. And we live amongst people who are unclean. And Isaiah is standing and proclaiming this message from the Lord. And he's asking, will you accept? Will you accept Jesus as the Lord of your life? Will you accept God, this holy God who causes people to be holy as he is holy? Will you accept? Or will you continue to live like those in Judah and Jerusalem? Or would you repent and turn from your wickedness? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we indeed thank you. We indeed thank you, Lord, for you have sent your Son. To cleanse us from our sins. With the hope that we will turn and walk in obedience to you. That we will be people faithful.